Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right, Rose says she has trouble hearing me since we don't have speakers. So I guess I'll have to speak up. Y'all hear me okay? Y'all try to tune in. One of the scriptures started off with a certain man had two sons. And there was a certain man, stuff like that. And all of those things are written for our learning. So that means everything we see, everything we hear, we should somehow learn from it or receive instruction. Thank you, Lord. We should learn. Now, what I know is that a wise man will learn. Absolutely. If you smite the scorner might not learn, but the wise man will learn. If they see somebody fall in a ditch, the fool might not learn, but the wise man will learn. See? Hallelujah. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we would learn. You say, learn of me, learn of me, learn of me. We would apply ourselves to hear and receive. You give good things, Lord, and you love us with an everlasting love. And you work all things together for our good. So help me, I pray, even this day, Lord. I desperately need you. And the saints need you, Lord. Help us now is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Ungrateful, unthankful. That's the nature of man. It's very sad and lamentable for us, though. Considering God in his goodness, for us to be unthankful, we just don't understand. Unthankful. That means, well, you did all that, God, but what's the big deal? You know. Y'all know that's a spirit and an attitude. We need to learn to hate it, though. Just saying, yeah, amen, that don't mean nothing. We need to learn to hate evil. Is that what the scriptures say? Well, I'm going to hold y'all to it. Abhor evil. Overcome evil with good. All right? Thank you, Lord. It will help us. Amen. You want God to help you? Well, do you understand God wants to help you? Well, you know we resist his help. I see. Okay. As long as we understand that. Help, Lord. So, let me see how we go about this. Learn of me, the Lord says. Says to his disciples, follow me. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Thank you, Lord. Walk in the way of righteousness. Follow after righteousness. You know. So we set ourselves to purpose to do good and not evil. Thank you, Lord. I tell stories and situations and whatever, but I hope we don't just think they're entertainment. You understand the parables about the certain man went down to Jericho. That's not for entertainment. And if we don't receive truth and life from it, then what we're doing is treating it like a fable. All that God is doing concerning us, if we're not careful, we'll treat it like a fable, like it's not true. How easy we do that. I told this story about my son and his wedding. For edification, though. Here's what I said. I said, he decided to have his wedding over in Myrtle Beach. And he said, Dad, are you coming? I said, I don't know. I don't know. Y'all heard me tell this before? Well, I would hope that me telling it would help you in how you go see your son. See what I mean? But I feel like I'm doing no good when I tell that. I pour out my heart and it. Y'all know it's true. Is it true, Rose? I wasn't just going to go. Myrtle Beach is not that far. He is my only son. I see. So this is how I do it. So I expect y'all to see that and say, well, that's probably a good way to do it. Or else you could say, well, I wouldn't do that concerning my son. Huh? That's how, you know, Jesus, God spared not his own son. Well, that's not how I do toward my son. And you see, y'all don't consider it like this, but I preach it like this because it's true. He was tempted in all points as we are. So God gave his son up and said, if you're going to follow me, you have to hate your mother, father, son, brother, husband, wife, and your own life also. Now, I'm not going to back up from that. So I'm not touched about your son going off and you won't see him. And what I'd say, if he want to see you, then let him come here. You know, when people are going off somewhere, one thing they desire is to see certain people. Well, hell, if he didn't want to see me, I wouldn't want to see him. Is that good enough? Am I answering your question, brother? I thought I'd answered it before. See? Now, I don't care that you go, but this is how I look at it. Is that good? I see. All right. Is that good? Everybody understand what I'm saying? I speak the truth to my neighbor. I'm not going to be underhanded. No. I'm commanded. Speak the truth to my neighbor. And to speak as oracles of God, to say what thus saith the Lord. Now, if God has a son and he give him up, then what do you think about our son? Huh? How does God feel when, you know, our son said, well, I'm going off and I might not see you in more in a long time. Well, what should we do? Huh? Pray. Oh, I see. Well, God's trying our hearts, isn't he? He always does. There's no way God can try our hearts with stuff we don't care about or with people. That's when he told the young rich ruler what it costs, he tried his heart. And once he tells us what it costs, he's trying our hearts. Y'all know it costs us the same thing, the young rich ruler? Y'all know that? Somehow we read that and think, well, that's what it cost him and he didn't want it. That's what it costs to everybody. And most go away sorrowful, just like the young rich ruler, because they love this present world, they love their own lives, and they love to do what they want to do. See? Well, at least Bakia's online. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I thought of Balaam. Y'all remember him? Now, God really didn't want to send him down there, you know that. But Balaam, he just wanted to go. And then, of course, there's the many times that his people wanted to do things. God said, don't do it. And then finally, he just give them up and say, yo, go do it then. But then they suffer the consequences. I don't want to go anywhere that's not in the will of God. Somerville, Walterboro, St. George. This is me. You can just judge yourself. Why don't you do that now? This is where I stand. God has given me this grace. I don't want to go anywhere that God don't want me to go. Woodpile, Tabernacle, I just don't want to do that. So if I was going somewhere, then I want to know that God wanted me to go. And then if he wanted me to go, I would want to go and do right. See, when I pray for the saints, like Brother Edward, Sister Yoko, they go off, you know, and some always pray, you know, bless their thoughts, prayers, and meditation, because that's a good time to for the enemy to take advantage. And as long as you understand that, you can resist. But if you think, well, now's the time to kick up my heels and throw my hat in the air, then he's going to take advantage. Anytime you give him place, he'll take advantage. So stay out of his territory. Walk in the light. Okay? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, I've heard the word self-starter. I heard that in the army. Sometime when they write the reports on the saints. Saints. Soldiers, you know, they always have to give. But we're soldiers, saints, come on. But in the army, they were soldiers, not necessarily saints. We are soldiers and saints. That's because we're soldiers in the Lord's army. Soldiers in any other army don't make you a saint. We're in the army, that means we have a calling. Everybody understand? Oh, I see. But we don't want to agree to the calling. See? But if we are in Christ, we're called. We're in the fellowship. We're called. Hallelujah. It's a calling. Thank you, Lord. It's not something that we opted to do. It's something that God determined for us. That calling. Is that good? Hallelujah. So we would abide in our calling. Is that good? Lay down our lives for the brethren. Hey, lay down our lives for the brethren. Hey, lay down our lives for the brethren. Am I talking good? Well, see, I'm going to hold you to this. Anything contrary, I rebuke and I did renounce. That's what I do. Understand that. That's the grace of God working. You renounce the hidden things of dishonesty. We talked about the dishonest heart, the deceitful heart. We don't believe it. You know why? The heart's deceitful. And whatever we do, we think is right. And whatever God wants us to do, it's not right. I'm not going to put cameras on you and spy. I don't do that. I don't have time for that. A full-time job for me to take care of me. Hallelujah. And I understand that making you do something, if I could do that, or exerting a lot of effort to see that you do it and you're not willing, still worth nothing. Not worth nothing. I know you. I showed up, but your heart's not in it. It's worth nothing. You all don't believe that God don't accept most of our sacrifices. He don't hear most of our prayers. And it don't worry us. It don't concern us. We're concerned about our son. We're concerned about our daughter. We're concerned about being lazy. Self-started. That's where it started with. So we don't expect folk to come and talk to you. We expect you to go talk to the work. Hey, work, where you are? Where are you, work? Hey, come on out here. I need to do you. That's what I expect. No, well, nobody asked me. No, I don't want to hear that excrement. You understand me? From anyone. You're not the only one to do it, but you do it pretty good. We shouldn't try to avoid what God's given us to do. Hey, lay down your life for the brethren. Just imagine if we took up that refrain all the time, then we'd look foolish when we were whacking them, wouldn't we? Lay down your life for the brother. Lay down your life for the brother. Lay down your life for the brother. Huh? Well, that's the situation we're in, because that's what we're called to do. And all that we do contrary looks so foolish. Now, we think it's wise. It is foolish. Anybody here don't know that you're called to lay down your life for your brother? Oh, I see. I see. I know. I know. Here's how the heart goes when it's evil. Who is my brother? That's why it's written. You understand that, don't you? Who are the elders? See? Which commandment? This is evil working. Absolutely. You hear me telling you, don't you? Y'all believe me? You believe that I believe it? Absolutely. Because whatever God tells us, the evil heart, the deceitful heart, tries to manipulate and find a way around it. Yeah, they do. And don't know when they do that, they're working their own ruin. They're not going to throw God. God's not going to hell. Hey, come on. He's invited you to be where he is. We don't think much of it. Unthankful, unholy. We think of going with our son. How about going with our God? Right. Hey, yeah. How about going with our God? Yeah. Let's weigh the two, huh? We can do both, huh? I don't think so. That's not how it's written. We can't love the world and love God, too. If we love the world, we're an enemy of God. If any man be a friend of the world, he is the enemy of God. If any man love father, mother, son, brother, husband, wife, more than me, he can't be my disciple. And we strive to be with the kinfolk. We don't strive, all of us, to be with the saints. When we want to, at our convenience. We can never serve God like that. If we're going to serve God when we want to at our convenience, we will lift our eyes up in Him. Now, hear that. Hopefully, it'll put fear, but there is not much fear of God here. No matter what you say, we laugh it off, we shake it off. We treat God like a chump. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know we have to pay for that, don't you? Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. So we want you to be a self-starter. We don't want you to have ambition, though. That's seeking your own. We want you to look to see what God would have you to do. All right? I see she's writing in her little book. Kurt's writing, too. We'll see. Hallelujah. We will see. We will see. So we need to be willing to help and know how to help. That's what a self-starter is. He can put himself in any situation and find out how to get in there and help so that there's not strife and envy and whatever, but there's... see? Now, some of us, we don't know how to do that. If we can be the chief, we know how to help. If we do it the way I do it, we can help. That's how most of us are. But to get in there and just do something that's helpful, you know, that makes for harmony and makes for peace, most just aren't willing to do that. They don't think that that's good. So they don't strive for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, lean not to your own understanding. So, if we have it, and I have my understanding, but I try not to lean to it. Now, the faith, y'all understand the faith? The faith, we are children of faith. We're children, though. We're children of God. By faith? No? We're heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. By faith? Glory, glory. All right, let me see if I can finish it out here. Oh, the faith that He has removed our transgressions. Huh? He separated our transgressions from us as far as the east is from the west. We have faith for that? Well, that's the faith that keeps us in the way. Hallelujah. Departing from the faith. In the latter times, some shall depart from the faith. So you can listen to the Baptists all you want. They lie. Hallelujah. They lie. They lie, they lie, they lie. Here's what the scripture said. It would have been better not to have known the way of righteousness than to have known it and to depart from it. Hallelujah. Whose house are we if we hold the beginning of our confidence firm to the end? See? So not just he's given us power to become sons of God. And all that He's given power to become sons of God will not become sons of God. Absolutely not. No, they won't. So the faith that He has removed our transgressions, you believe that, don't you? That's not by what your neighbor does. This is by something you have personally received from the invisible God. See? Understand that He's the only one that could do it. The government can't do it. Huh? Welfare can't do it. Retirement pay can't do it. See? Only God forgives sin. And the faith that we have is that He has forgiven our sin. All right? So I'm going to work with that for a while. So this is the faith that keeps us in the way. Anytime we depart or fall back, pull back, whatever, then we're telling God, I'm not sure my sins are forgiven, especially when we don't forgive. Incidentally, when we don't forgive, they're not forgiven. You understand? That's because we move away from the faith that He's removed our transgression. Everything works like that. When we are removed from the faith, it's the faith that He has removed our transgressions. Everybody understand? We like to categorize it, but that's the faith. Everybody understand? that we're freely justified by his grace. Hallelujah. Amen. And every departure from faith is a departure from he has removed your transgressions. Hallelujah. So it's the same faith that was once delivered to the saints. That's the same faith. It's the same faith that we must earnestly contend for, that he has washed away our sins. See?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And that we walk in the righteous response of wretched sinners forgiven. See? One of them is thankfulness. One of them is submission and obedience. See? This is walking in the faith. In rebellion, seeking to do all the wrong you can, working evil. You are departing from the faith. And you say, I'm saved, but not like that. You know, God knows what your purpose is to do before you get it done. Now, let me go back to Sister Minnie. She'd tell her children, I'm not whipping you because you did it, but because you're lying to me. That's God. If we would say, yeah, God, I did it, not a problem. But here we go. Oh, no, I don't do wicked like Pastor Rice charged us. That's some other for. I don't do wicked, God. We are damn liars. God's not going to believe lies. And he's going to whip us. Because we lie to him. Not because we sin, because we say we have no sin. Everybody understand? Because we say we have no sin. Oh, I pulled this shenanigan, I pulled that shenanigan, I did this, I do that, I work this under the table, I have no sin. Well, you lie. You lie. You lie. And whatever you supposedly gained by your transgression, is it greater than God's forgiving you of your sin? Must be. Come on. This is how God sees it. Y'all see, I'm speaking as the oracles of God. Because as men and in our unbelief, whatever evil we do, we think is no problem. But in God's eyesight, he had to lay down his life. See? Well, thank you, Lord. So it's the faith, that same faith, that our sins are forgiven. There's things that are written that we might know that our sins are forgiven for his name's sake. Hallelujah. The faith that we must earnestly contend for. We must earnestly contend for. So God sees slothfulness and slackness different than we do. I'm trying to tell you about it, but most of you won't hear me. I see how you show up. I see, yeah. And no matter what I say, you call me a liar. Y'all understand that? You mean we should earnestly contend to go see our kinfolk? Now just consider how you went about doing that. Is that how we go about making sure we are in the service of God, that our bodies are presented, just in the performance of our reasonable service? And we just don't agree with God. We don't agree that presenting our bodies is our reasonable service because we won't do it. How else am I supposed to see that? Y'all talk to me. You all that slack. Tell me what. Now, everybody don't slack, but they're slackers. Y'all understand? Hey, the slackers. They shirk stuff off on other folk. Because they had determined, this is how far I go and this is what I do. We can't serve God like that. How far did Jesus go? All the way. Hallelujah. He went a little farther than Peter, James, and John. Oh, thank you, Lord. So that same faith is the faith by which righteousness is obtained. The faith that he has washed away our sins, that he hath removed our transgressions. This is the faith that calls us to obey. Y'all understand? It's the same. So this is how the truth is. Since we think the truth is a little bit here, a little bit there, we don't walk in the truth. Oh, help me, Jesus. We have trouble with the truth. You know why? Yeah, we want to do what we want to do. And the truth will always get in the way of what you want to do because the truth is for you. And what you want to do is not for you. We need to believe that because it's the truth. Everybody understand? Not because it make our flesh feel good. Not because we think we might get over it, because we never do. No, you don't. Hallelujah. But because God said it. And he's given you faith to believe it. So it's the faith whereby we please God. Y'all want to please God? And you have to maintain the faith that your transgressions are removed. Hallelujah. Now understand, this is related. This is related. We like to think, you know, I have faith. I don't like so-and-so, and to hell with this, and I don't obey. I'm disobedient. You're removed from the faith. Listen to it. One Lord, one faith. See how you say that? Accessed by one Spirit. This is why we don't want to come into the unity. You understand? But in Christ, there is a unity. The only thing is outside is that which is not. Understand? Y'all hear what I'm saying? There you go. Well, I'm going to hold up the show. Absolutely not. You're going to miss the boat. You're going to miss the boat. Hey, listen to me now. Don't think you're going to hold back somebody from walking in the light. No, you won't. No, you won't. They're going to be in the one body. They're going to be in the one Spirit. They're going to be in the one hope.
Hallelujah.
They're going to be in the one God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And this down in your heart will have you, it'll have you strive to be in the unity. All the other stuff is evil and wicked. I don't care how you dress it up. You don't want to be with God's people wicked? Absolutely. How did Moses do it? By faith. He made a choice to suffer affliction with God's people rather than to go up in the palace. Yeah, I see. Or we read it, but it ain't going to move us. Absolutely not.
Oh, thank you,
Lord. It's how we obtain a good report. Y'all understand that? What's a good report? Well done. What's a bad report? Hey, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Those are the ones that departed from the faith. Y'all understand that? Y'all read the book and understand that this is how it's going to be? Really? Your faith ought to make you move then. Huh? Well, his faith will make you move. If you depart from it, then it won't.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. God requires too much of me. Really now.
Thank you, Lord.
What a wicked thing to say.
Amen.
Not too much of you, brother.
Thank you, Lord.
No. We're undeserving of the least of his mercy.
Amen.
Undeserving, undeserving. I'm not asking, I'm telling y'all.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Of course, we're prone to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to.
Amen.
Then we despise God and we despise God's people.
Amen.
Y'all know we don't always esteem God as we should. That's why we offer up the sorry prayers, the sorry worship, sorry compliance to his commandments. You know, haphazardly, just enough to get by. We'll never get by like that. Y'all listen to me. If that's how we go about it, we'll never please God. No, we won't. No, we won't. No, we won't. Just hear me. Hear me preach to you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. And the just shall live by faith. It's the same faith. If we don't hold to, he's removed our transgressions, we won't live.
Amen.
No, we won't. Hallelujah. So when we're walking, I'm being redundant. When we're walking in that faith that our sins are forgiven, then it helps us to do right by our neighbor.
Amen.
When we depart from doing right by, or even desiring to do right by our neighbor, we are departing from the faith that he hath removed our transgressions. Because the one who removed our transgression, say, this is the covenant. Love one another as I have loved you. And we say, oh, that's too much to pay. They're so wicked. I can't love them. I can't be around them. I can't live with them. I can't work with them. See? Well, we don't see. I know that. You understand that? That's because you depart from the faith. That's why you don't see it like that. That's why you keep doing it. That's why I keep preaching it like this. This is how God sees it. Now you can believe me or not believe me.
Amen. Lord.
Oh, help me, Jesus. Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus she speaks, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, or why will you die, O house of Israel?
Amen.
All of God's warnings, all of his commandments, all of his admonitions, huh, is to get us in the right way.
Amen.
We have examples. We have examples. Come on. Sodom and Gomorrah. Huh? Bunch back in Noah's day. Those, yeah, praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Therefore, thou son of man, say unto the children of thy people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him. Y'all listen to it. In the day, hallelujah, that of his transgression. You understand that? When you depart from the faith, there you are. Now, I don't care what all the good you've done, all the sermons you preached, you know, all the cars you fixed and the cows you milked. See? Once you remove yourself from righteousness and go to wickedness, God don't remember your righteousness. Today is the day of salvation. Oh, we don't believe it like that. Oh, yeah, we pride ourselves on all that we've done. Oh, I've been at the Overcomer 20 years. You know, I sit at prophet's feet. I believe everything the prophets say. But you know what happened when we turn from our righteousness and go in our wickedness? Well, I'm reading it to you. Well, Pastor Rice. Hallelujah. It says it like this. Therefore, thou son of man, say unto the children of thy people, the righteousness of the righteous. Now, what that is the faith of God. There's no other righteousness. Now, understand this. Those things you do of your own, that's not righteousness.
Amen.
What he's talking about is the faith of God. And that's what I've been saying. When we remove from the faith of God, then we're removed from the faith. That's simple. It can't be separated. God is the Word. The Word is God. The Spirit is God. One, they are the same.
Amen. Hallelujah.
As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness. Isn't that good? What a mighty God. What a gracious, loving God. Huh? Isn't that how you consider it, all the wickedness you've done? And then one day you determine that, oh God, you're having mercy on me. My sins are gone. And it's not that you did less than anybody else. Yeah, the wages of sin is death. So, us sinners put the man on the cross. Absolutely. And even though we did, he forgave all of our sins. What that should do is have some eternally grateful folk. Unthankful and unholy. Nonchalance, apathy, sorry. If it make me mad, of course it makes God mad.
Amen.
Y'all, I'm speaking for God this morning. If you think it's just a man talking, then you departed from the faith.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. It goes like this now. For as the day that he turneth from his wickedness, yeah, he's right. Neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sinneth. What this means is continuing in the faith. It's just one faith. Understand that. It's only one faith.
Amen.
It's the faith that Jesus died to take away your sins. And he rose for your justification.
Yes.
That's the faith that we depart from.
Amen.
That's how we obtain righteousness.
Yes.
No?
Yes. Yes. Praise the Lord.
When I say to the righteous that he shall surely live, and that's what he said, the just shall live. You know how we're justified? There we go again. See how it works any way you put it. Fits together just like 77. Can't turn it around. Can't turn it up. Come on. Hallelujah. Say to the righteous that he shall surely live. Now, if he trusts to his own righteousness, see, that's departing from the faith. If he trusts in his own righteousness and commit iniquity, his righteousness shall not be remembered. That is departing from the faith. He shall die for it. Oh, thank you, Lord. Again, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, thou shalt surely die. Hallelujah. That was the message to Nineveh. Thou going to surely die 40 days. Praise the Lord. Guess what? They believed God. They repented. It was imputed unto them for righteousness. Now, when you believe God, it's imputed unto you for righteousness. What do we believe God in? Huh? Do we believe him in laying down our lives for the brethren? You keep saying that, brother. That's our calling. That's our calling. That's our calling. Y'all don't know that Jesus Christ laid down his life for y'all? Then that's your calling. Not prophet, not priest. Lay down your life for your brother. Sacrifice. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. So, trusting in your own righteousness, leaning to your own understanding, these things are against you, against God. All right? Here's how Paul said it. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Hallelujah. That's God's desire, that we might be saved. But come on, saints. We can't be saved in unbelief. We can't be saved in unrighteousness. So God's desire for us that we believe him. What should we believe? That our transgressions are removed from us. That's what we should believe. Is that it's such a hard thing? Are we going to fight and scuffle to believe that our transgressions are removed? Well, of course they are. Y'all believe that? This is the faith we must contend for. Earnestly. Knowing that some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirit and doctrine of devils. Oh, help me, Jesus. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge, because they're going about to establish their own righteousness. So when they trust in their own righteousness and commit iniquity, praise the Lord. Their righteousness ain't remembered no more. That's the righteousness they obtain by faith. When they trust in their own righteousness, then that other righteousness. Come on. You departed from it. You departed from it. Hallelujah. Brother Malone, you ain't going to sleep on me, are you, brother? Look me now and say, preach, brother. Look me now and say, preach, brother. Come on now. We can't make excuses for you. God ain't done you wrong, brother. You know that. You don't have to agree with me. I'm telling the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, they being ignorant of God's righteousness. That's not us. No, no. We refuse God's righteousness. You understand? These were the natural branches, and they were ignorant. Now, Paul was ignorant until the light shone on him. Now, we're not ignorant. No, we're not. We're stubborn. Huh? We're rebellious. See that witchcraft working? Yeah, that's witchcraft. That's witchcraft. Going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. And that, again, I'm going to be redundant. is believing that he died to take away your sins.
Yes.
And he rose for your justification. Yes, because what they were doing is saying, well, if I do these things, then, you know, I'll be right. There's no things we can do to be right.
Amen.
Other than believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we believe on him because he's given us faith.
Right.
It's nothing that we've come up with.
Amen.
So when we believe that he's given us the faith,
amen,
and we continue in that, we'll be saved. When we remove ourselves from the faith,
yes,
that our sins are forgiven,
right,
then we are removed from the faith.
Amen.
Then we'll smite the brother, we'll beat the brother, we'll kick the brother, we'll lie on the brother. We'll hide when the brother's working so they'll get to do all the work. We'll make messes so the brother can clean them up. We'll just work contrary. That's departing from the faith. Oh, I know we don't believe that because I still go pray and I still get goosebumps. I see. Y'all better hear me preach this morning. You've departed from the faith. Hallelujah. You'll stand before him and say, you know I cast out devil. He'll say, Get away from me. Get away.
Amen.
All these wonderful works I did. Don't y'all know it's in the book? Your goosebumps ain't righteousness. You can have them, but that's not righteousness. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Kurt, you're going to get excited today? I see. Help him, Lord. Spare not the angels that sin. Y'all know that? They left their first estate. They were righteous, but they departed.
Amen.
Yeah, they believed that God was God. Until, right? You believe God's God? That's your righteousness. That's your righteousness. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Spare not the angels that sin. He spared not the old world, spared not the natural branches, spared not his own son. How about that? He cut off the natural branches because of unbelief. And if we abide in unbelief that he took away our sins, we'll be cut off too. My God, look at all that God has to do to get people to abide in the faith that he's taken away their sins. My God, aren't we wretched? Go ahead and say so. Absolutely. Oh, we don't think about this, Pastor. Right? We got too much time to think about other stuff. Yeah, we do. We just don't know.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. 2 Peter 2, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be and are false teachers among you. Privily shall bring in damnable heresy. Huh? We can do all of our shenanigans. We can work all of our schemes. And as long as Pastor Rice don't find out, we're okay. He's not the one. No, he's not the one. He's not the one. And the eyes of the Lord are everywhere. Hallelujah. They behold. Yeah. Praise the don't worry about Pastor Rice knowing about it. I'm not the one that's going to say stay or depart. The one that's going to say that, he knows.
Amen.
He even knows before you conceive it. All right? Now, you doing it is not so much of a problem. Just don't lie and say you didn't.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Y'all know God stirred me up to do it like this? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if we abide in unbelief, we'll be cut off too. Okay. Good, good, good. Thank you, Lord. Who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction.
Amen.
Self-destruction.
Amen.
Many shall follow their pernicious ways.
Amen.
By reason of whom the way of truth,
amen,
shall be evil spoken of.
Amen.
And the way this evil spoken of is forsaken all.
Yep.
Y'all know that, don't you? Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. It's been told to me that they say, well, you know, we love the Lord, too. We can't, you know, give up our lives.
Right.
Yeah, that's how it was reported to me. Even if that's how they do it. You understand that? Yeah, we believe in God, too, and we love the Lord, too, but my God, huh? We ain't going to stand down just to serve God. Come on, we ain't. We got to make time for the kinfolk, make time for our own pleasures and the lust of our own flesh. Yeah, we love God and believe he died for our sin, but my God, huh? What manner of persons are we to be? Soulful? Unthankful, unholy? Huh? Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God? See? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Many shall follow their pernicious ways, evil ways, in the way of truth. Yeah. They say, you being under authority, that's what you say. You know that's evil. That's a damnable heresy. Oh, yeah. How do we do it? We're just disobedient. And we think it's right. That's speaking evil of the truth. Yes, it is. You're following pernicious ways. Not only you speak evil of the truth, you do evil of the truth. Yeah, nobody tells me what to do. They tell me, but I smooth it over so they think I'm doing it and I'm not. See? Ain't you hypocrite. I guess God's deceived then, huh? Is he? Hallelujah. Well, he's not deceived, but I'm going to continue in my wickedness. Well, well, you'll pay the price, you know. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. Many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Way of truth, way of righteousness, same way. Hallelujah. It's the way of faith. Hallelujah. Oh, Paul said we need to come into this unity of the faith. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro.
Amen.
And carried about with every wind of doctrine.
Amen.
By the sleight of men.
Right.
And cunning craftiness.
Amen.
Whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Amen.
Huh? That means that's their purpose.
Amen.
Huh? They're stationed somewhere. And they're going to deceive someone.
Right.
Yeah, I found this one in Judges. And the men of Shechem set liars in wait. So that's what these folk, they want to deceive you. They lie and wait.
Right.
They wait for an opportunity. See? The liars in wait. What are we going to do? They're going to deceive. Absolutely. And many shall follow their pernicious ways. Hallelujah. You just hear the word preached and you take what you want, leave the rest. See? Hallelujah. Just treat it like the newspaper. It might be true, might not be true. Come on. Is that how y'all receive the word?
Hallelujah.
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 Liars in wait. Yeah, there's a law against that, you know. I found that out. I didn't know. Premeditation, I know, is, you know, if you kill someone, it could be manslaughter. That doesn't mean you don't purpose to do it. But premeditate, that's first degree.
Amen.
And they could put with the charge lying in wait.
Yeah.
How about that? So that's what the deceivers do.
Yeah.
Y'all know that?
Yeah.
They lie in wait.
Yeah.
Well, does that mean their body? No. We're spirit beings.
Yeah.
And our warfare is spiritual. So they lie in wait because they purpose to deceive. They don't purpose to obey. They don't purpose to uphold righteousness. They purpose to deceive.
Amen.
That's because they are deceived.
Amen.
Y'all understand that?
Yes.
Deceivers are deceived?
Yes. Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They think that they can be saved by their righteousness.
Amen.
Yes, they do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And through covetousness, shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you. They talk nice. You know, fair speech. That was one of the characters in Bunyan's account on Mr. Fair Speech. Mr. Fair Speech. How about it? It came from the town of what? Carnal Security. I don't know that. All of them characters in there, you know, their spirits, the manifestation. You know, praise God. Hallelujah. We all know about them, don't we? What's that first guy? Pliable? He was convinced to go, brother, but he wasn't convinced to go all the way. The first obstacle they got to, that's enough of this. That's enough. And he got out of the slow, but on the wrong side. You understand? That's about the way it is with those that sit up on the fence. They always jump down on the wrong side. So the pliable, he got out of the slow of difficulty, or slow of despond, but he got out on the wrong side. And he went back to the city of destruction. They mocked him the whole time. Y'all know that? He stayed there, but all his whole life there, they just mocked him. They'll do the same with you. Some might be mocking you now. They still like my Danies, and they're down there. I don't like your Danies. I love the Lord. That's because he first loved me. He gave himself. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, I won't be enticed. I told you. James is my only son, and he invited me to his wedding, and I wasn't chomping at the bits to go. No, I wasn't. I did go, but come on. I didn't say, well, I got to go. If I don't go, I'll think I've been done wrong. I didn't do that. And I told him to his face, if you had gotten married in Tennessee, I wouldn't have come. He said, really? He could have tried me. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. Y'all know I have no plan to go back to Tennessee? Absolutely not. My next stop is the kingdom. I'm not backtracking. Got my eyes on the prize. Pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high call. Hallelujah. I have no plan to go back there. No. That's not my plan. No. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, and through covetousness shall they make feigned words make merchandise of you. Whose judgment have a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Says here, if God spare not the angels that sin. Y'all understand that? The angels that sin. You know the angels are higher than men? Y'all know that? He made us a little bit lower than the angels. And Jesus Christ was made lower than the angels. Yeah, he was made in our likeness. He said it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. That's us, not the angels. Hallelujah. It was to his son in the flesh that he said, this day have I begotten you. Not to the angels. Hallelujah. We're the sons of God. Not the angels of God. We are the sons of God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. But he spared them not. He cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness. All right. To be reserved under judgment. Amen. And there is going to be a judgment. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We'll have to give account. Yes. For the deeds we've done in our body. Amen. He spared not the old world. Amen. We're talking about back in Noah's day. You know, that were wicked folk. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God just said, I'm going to destroy them. Amen. Of course, he pulled the remnant out. And he didn't purpose to save the rest of them. You know that's how it is now. Amen. You know some of those are your kinfolk? Yes. I see. I don't know about that, Pastor Wright. Well, you better hear me. What about Noah? Were some of them his came? I see. What about his daughter-in-laws? They have kinfolk? I see. Well, y'all understand, if we don't receive it as a fable, then we can relate that this is the time we're in. Right out of the book. Read it in Matthew 24. Read in Luke 21. All right? These are the times that we're in. God's only purpose is to save the elect. The rest are already damned. So leave them alone. We're talking about leave them alone? Leave them alone. Huh?
Absolutely.
Huh? Leave them alone.
Amen. Glory to God.
Ephraim's turned to his idols. Leave him alone.
Amen.
We serve the living God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. He saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. He's given us grace. Grace that brings salvation. It teaches us to live soberly, to deny ungodliness, and to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, turn in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. See, those are our examples. The days of Noah, days of Lot. He destroyed the whole earth, saved the eight. Hallelujah. Sodom and Gomorrah, he destroyed the whole place. He just brought the righteous out. Y'all understand that? How were they righteous? God deemed them righteous. That's how you're righteous. And when you depart from that faith, then you depart from the faith. We're righteous by the word of God. Hallelujah. Not by the deeds that we do. Hallelujah. But understand, the righteousness of God will work righteous deeds in us. The faith that God has given us will make us walk right.
Amen.
It's not us walking right that will make us right.
Amen.
Believing God will make us walk right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. He delivered just Lot. So, did I get to this part? Making them an example? To who? To those that afterwards should live ungodly, who depart from the faith, you know, who count it pleasure to ride in the day, you know. Oh, we got time to lollygag now. Let's take a little vacation, a little side trip. That's different than moving with fear, isn't it? Well, yes, it is. It is. It is. So we'll do one or the other. Seek the Lord, or we'll seek the kinfolk. Praise the Lord, brother. Thank you, Lord. I'm going on in Jesus' name. So the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust into the day of judgment. So they are reserved. Hallelujah. And at the appointed time, they'll be cast into hell. Y'all know that. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Oh, help me, Lord. Hallelujah. They shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to ride in the daytime. See? We got time to lollygag. Praise the Lord. Not to be sober. Why don't we put it that way? We got time to not walk circumspectly. We have time we don't have to earnestly contend. We don't have to war. We got time. We don't have time.
Nope.
Time is short. It says here that these in this situation, they'll promise you liberty. Huh? See, I'm on the way to heaven. I'm not down there under, what do we call it? The tyrant, or under unrighteous judgment. Yeah, I do what I want to do. Hey. I know some of us say, well, I do too. Yeah, you tell the truth. Hallelujah. You tell the truth. But understand, you do it in departing from the faith. That's what I want to tell you. Anytime we do what we want to do, we do it in departing from the faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If we know what to do, knew what to do, then we wouldn't need God to save us. He did tell us, is that you just believe in me, trust in me. Quite easy, huh? As soon as we get out of the way. Huh? Thank you, Lord. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption.
Amen.
For whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. I've been in bondage. I was in bondage to sin. I'm not in bondage to sin. You that are called are not in bondage to sin. No, no, no. He's delivered us from the power of darkness. We're no longer debtors to the flesh. No, we're not.
Amen.
This is the faith now.
Yes.
This is the faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has delivered us.
Right.
We are delivered.
Amen.
Now we can go back and get entangled,
right,
and we're warned not to.
Amen.
But if we do, the latter end will be worse than the first.
Amen.
So that lets you know it does happen.
Yes.
And we need to say, woe is me, Lord. Don't let it happen to me. Don't let it happen to me. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than to have known it and to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. All right? But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb. The dog is turned to his own vomit again. Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The sow that was washed returned back to her watering. The dog that is turned to his own vomit again. And what this means is we go back to our old ways.
Amen.
The bondage we've been delivered from, we go back.
Amen.
You know, the cigarettes that God delivered us from, we go back and smoke them. And the whiskey that he delivered us from, we go back and drink it.
Amen.
Huh? And the fornication that he delivered us from, we go back and commit it. See? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I was, them cigarettes had me bound pretty good. I tell you, yes, they did.
Amen.
Yeah, I'd walk a mile for one. Absolutely.
Amen.
Glory, glory. Yeah, sometime I found myself, didn't have. I said, man, I need to find one.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Now, don't you all say, I don't know nothing about that. Because it's just a type of sin. It's something. Mainly your own way. And some like to go back to that, my own way. You know, I remember back in Egypt, you know, we ate what we wanted to eat. Leeks and garlics. Huh? Y'all know after a mighty deliverance, they said, hey, let's make us a captain. Go back to Egypt. Huh? This is a type of us turning from the way of righteousness. Any disobedience, this is a type. God brought you into liberty so that you can trust and obey him. Any departure from that is wicked. It's like going back to Egypt, going back to your own vomit. Huh? Going back to the mire. He brought you out of the mire, and you go back to it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'm going to go on in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It talks about the natural branches in Romans 11. We've spoken of them. But it talks about, behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God. A severity on them, he cut them off. Goodness toward us, he grafted us in. Now, let's look at it. He said, now, I cut them off so I could graft you in. But I cut them off because of their unbelief. So I could graft you in by faith. Now, if you don't continue in that faith, like I cut them off, I'm going to cut you off. Did I say that good? Hallelujah. And we act like God is doing us wrong when he tells us we need to earnestly contend for the faith. That's no place for slowfulness. No, it isn't. No place for nonchalant. Certainly no place for lukewarmness. Y'all don't know how God deal with lukewarmness? Oh, my God. Well, y'all Christians in here, am I in the right place? Y'all know how he looks at lukewarmness? Hey, Dorothy, you know how he looks at lukewarmness? You know how God looks at, he spewed that stuff out. Yeah, he said, be better if we were cold. You know. Because lukewarmness is double-minded. Yeah, unstable. Tossed about. Hallelujah. He's God now, he's not God. He's God, he's not God. Huh? He's God all the time. Hallelujah. He's good all the time. Thank you, Lord. So it goes on to say, he spared not the natural branches. Y'all know that? Hallelujah. And he warns us, exhorts us, I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceit. That blindness in part has happened to Israel. That's so he could bring you in. Huh? That they might be provoked to jealousy. Hallelujah. But all Israel shall be saved. For as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Ungodliness. So holy God, call the holy people. Huh? That we may live ungodly. Huh? No. So that we could walk not in ungodliness, but in righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Well, I found in Romans 8:28, he spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. So how shall he not with him freely give us all things? And we are of the spirit that God is trying to keep back something from us. And or he's requiring too much of us. Y'all know that's the spirit? In your unbelief, you don't discern it. You know that. Anybody walking in righteousness, discern it. Because that's what they're running from. Get away from me, spirit. Get away from me. See? Ones that are wise in their own conceit, see? They have no idea. Just as they get what they want to get. Huh? How about it? Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. So what a charge against God. That he ain't doing us right. He called us away from our kinfolk. And he did now. I won't take that back. I'm not going to be double-minded, but he called us away from our kinfolk. Hallelujah. We can find it early on in the book. Abram. Yeah, he's our father, you know. The father of our faith. He said, get up. Get out. Get away from your kinfolk. Go to a place where I'll show you. Well, they don't preach it like that, Pat. I understand that. You know, we're in the days of apostasy. Men have turned away from God. Hallelujah. He did say it. Abraham did obey. Not knowing where. Hallelujah. Well, we go if we know where and it pleases us. You know. If I come, where will you put me? Will I have to put up with so-and-so? Can I do that? No. Just come on. That's right. I'm not going to make anybody promises. If God's promises don't satisfy you, then mine won't help you. Come on. Y'all know he's the only promise keeper? A devil make promises, but guess what? He's a liar. Huh? Now, whatever God promised, he's able to perform. And since his word is immutable, he will perform. In fact, he'll do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Aren't y'all glad to be in the way? Give God the credit, though. Give God the credit. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, there was a person who used to be here, and I remember she was talking about how, yeah, I was hearing the Brother Stair preach about ungodly women and makeup and stuff like that. And she said, I didn't say a word, but all at once, you know, the Spirit just got a hold of me, and I began to move all my stuff. Which might have been so, but she didn't continue in that. So you see why I'm not calling any name. It might be you. You know the things that were written for it. If I'm telling you, guess why? I told you why I didn't chomp at the bits to go to my son's wedding. Y'all know why I tell you these things? You know why I tell you God died to take away your sins? Rose for your justification? Not just for, passing time. So that you might believe that if you believe to continue in the faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now you say, well, Abraham knew that what Abraham did is believe God. And he knew that it was impossible, but he knew that there was nothing impossible with God. That's how it's written in the book. So Abraham believed that he was able to raise Isaac from the dead. He believed in the resurrection. And that's what our faith is about. Is that we'll live forever in the presence of the Lord. And my God, if we're going to look at that as chopped liver, then we are just sorry folk. We ain't going to go out of our way to live forever with the Lord, to be ever in his presence. He expects too much of us. He expects for us to forsake our kinfolk. And forsake all that we have. Thank you, Lord. And he does. Amen. He set the example for us. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all the ones that received a good report, they set an example for it. Amen. That's why they're written in the book. Amen. They're called so great a cloud of witnesses. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. Amen. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. Examine yourselves. Let us do it even now. What do we examine for? That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Don't examine yourself to see if you pull the fast one over Pastor Rice. Don't do that. Or if you didn't go help your neighbor when he needed help today, don't just examine yourself to see if you be in the faith. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Now I pray to God that you do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that ye should do that which is honest, though we be as reprobates. For we can do nothing against the truth. But for the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. All that the world is doing, all that Satan does, all that he's doing is for the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Mr. Trump, he means it for evil. God means it for good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Y'all know the world's in bad shape, don't you? Not like we ought to know, though. Because it would reflect in the way we moved and lived. And you understand. Amen. Hallelujah. Art thou bound to a wife? Art thou bound unto a wife? Seek not to be loosed. Art thou loosed from a wife? Seek not a wife. But and if thou marry, thou hast not sinned. And if a virgin marry, she hath not sinned. Nevertheless, such shall have trouble in the flesh, but I spare you. But this I say, brethren, the time is short. It remaineth that both they that have wives be as though they had none. They that weep as though they wept not, and they that rejoice as though they rejoice not. They that buy as though they possess not. Well, well. And that they use this world as not abusing it. For the fashion of this world passeth away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation. Those who with us that have obtained like precious faith. See how the things of God, there's one God. Huh? Thank you, Lord. He's not the God of Terry that just, you know, catered to Terry's wants. And no. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. But that's how men relate to God. That's what makes for pride and arrogance. You know, when people are arrogant and proud, that's how they think God is. You know, just me and God. That's nothing could be farther from the truth. Huh? You can tell people that are really getting something from God, know something about God by their humility and submission. I won't back up. The proud and arrogant don't know because he don't know them. Y'all understand that? Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help me, Jesus. It was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. We can get a picture if we look at, well, anywhere in the book, but especially in Acts chapter 2, chapter 4. This is the beginning of, you know, what we call the last church. No? Or the first church. Well, the church is only one. Hallelujah. But they were one mind. They were one heart, and the multitude of them that believed were in the faith. The multitude of them that were of the faith, they had one heart and one soul. They had nothing they possessed they called their own, that all things come. They like nothing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you would know that this place is supposedly the pattern of that. Y'all don't know that? Huh? And you still hold back? Well, we figured out a way how we could circumvent. That's what men do. Y'all know that? That's what they do. Huh? That's what they do. It's common to man. In their wickedness, they devise a way to depart from the faith that God gave them. And they say, we are wise. Don't we say it? We devise a way to depart from the faith that God gave us, and we say, oh, what wisdom. I outslick Pastor Rice again. Did you do it? Or did you outslick you? Y'all talk back to me. Come on. Y'all talk back to me today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, that's what we happen. You know, when we dig a pit, we fall into it.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So, thank you, Lord. I thank God for being here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. As they say, he brought me a mighty long way. Thank you, Lord. I remember when I first showed up at community. I guess that was back in the late 90s. Hallelujah. Well, one thing that helped me is that I knew all those churches just were missing something. Of course, I didn't come to that conclusion by my wisdom. By the grace of God. And All that happened thereafter was a separation from it.
Amen.
I'm not going back.
No.
But I remember, you know, I found myself out there on community. Y'all know about community, don't you? Everybody here should know. Hallelujah. I guess at this time, I guess I'd been married about 30 years, maybe a little more. And I found myself out here separated. You know, I'd been separated before, but just for a time, you understand. But here I wasn't planning on going back, and I haven't gone back. Everybody understand that? That was some of the hardest years of my life. I didn't sound like Mira up there, you know, but that was what I went through. So she act like nobody knows because she lost her baby. Now, I'm not making fun, but I'm saying what we have to do is get to God. He gave his only son, and all that we encounter, he's already gone through. Right. Manifold more than we. Absolutely. And he didn't do her wrong. No, that's the conclusion she needs to come to. In fact, she don't know what he might have spared her from. So what she ought to do is thank God. Hallelujah. Like I said, that was one of the hardest times in my life. Really. Hallelujah. A lot of times I feel like a little lost puppy. Here I am out here. Why am I here, Lord? Everybody wasn't at the community under the same circumstances I were. Yes and no. Pastor Dowell had his family there, and many of those folk were his kinfolk. Absolutely. That wasn't the case with me. Everybody there were, in a sense, strangers to me outside of Christ. You see? So, of course, I looked like a fool. I felt like I'd been abandoned. Absolutely. So, come on, saints. I didn't order where I wanted to live, what I wanted to eat, none of that stuff. I was actually being a true saint. Hallelujah. And I know all about the feelings. I know all about the thoughts. Absolutely. And I understand it have to be that way. It does. Praise the Lord. I was proved. I'm still being proved. God's still proving y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. But the way God did it, he just put a greater love in my heart for him. I didn't do it. God did. That's how it is now. His love, not only in my heart, in your heart. That's what I talk to y'all about. You know, the love is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. God's given you faith. He's shed abroad his love. He's given us everything that we need. And we kick out the traces too easily. We walk in the flesh. Hallelujah. I know about all the desires of men. Cigarettes and whiskey too. Y'all know that? Women and doing your own thing. Y'all don't know that. Praise God. Well, I can tell you God can help you. He's the only one that can. Hallelujah. You won't get enough women to satisfy you. You won't drink enough whiskey to satisfy you. You won't smoke enough. No, you won't. Try it and see. But you can be satisfied. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So I know we want healing, don't we? Not like we ought to, though. No, it's certain that God would have us to be healed. He would have us to be saved. But I believe it like this, that we have to desire our healing like we desire salvation. Now, we should consider how we desire our salvation. Huh? We should consider that. And then maybe we could see why God's a little slow with our healing. That's how I see it. Healing you is not a problem. But he wants to save you. Understand? And if you believe you're saved, then you can believe you're healed. No? Oh, I see. His faith is not good? We have to earnestly contend for it, though. Any departure from the faith is a departure that we're saved, a departure that we're healed. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. But God don't mind that you are lame and going to the kingdom. You understand? You don't believe it like that. Because in the kingdom, you'll be whole. Hallelujah. But he can make you whole here. Yes, he can. Hallelujah. Not at the expense of damning your soul, though. Right. That wouldn't be right. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. But what God would have us do is to rejoice and be glad in his salvation. Not try to worm ourselves out of it. Y'all understand that? If God saved us and we're trying to get, climb out, kick out the traces. No, that's what we've been talking about today. Departing from the faith that our sins are removed or transgressed. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. It's all tied together. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Oh, give God the praise, saints. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Oh, so I worked through that, of course. And, you know, I know that it works something in me. All of my adversities, all my trials have profited me.
Amen.
It not left me bitter.
Amen. Hallelujah.
If it left you bitter, you just didn't do it right. Huh? Everybody understand what I'm saying? Whatever it is, God took your child, took your wife, if it left you bitter, you didn't do it right.
Amen.
You departed from the faith.
Amen.
See? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
My heart hurt every day.
Yes
it did.
Yes.
Still does.
Yes.
Brother Spencer would say, he said, whenever he talked about Cindy, that was his wife, he said, still hurts.
Amen.
But he didn't talk like mirror talk. There's a difference.
Right.
You understand? Yeah, help her, Lord. But she need to hear what I'm saying for God to help her. Yeah, that wasn't Brother Spencer's conversation, you understand. That was just part of his experience. He believed that God had saved her. Absolutely. But it goes back to ownership or possession. Whatever our relations are, they're just borrowed. Whether it's our brother, our sister, that's just, and God determines that, you know. It's like the gourd that he made for Jonah. He made it and he took it away. That's how it is with your children, you know, even your life. Hallelujah. So we have eternal fellowship. It never be taken away, never depart. Hallelujah. Yeah, with the Lord Jesus Christ, everlasting Father. And all the saints. Is that all right? We just wouldn't fit in the kingdom hurting over something that happened in time.
Amen.
Whatever it was. If it's we can't go to the kingdom with old Pastor Rice wouldn't let me go to town. We wouldn't fit into the kingdom like that. We won't get in the kingdom. Y'all hear me? We won't get in there like that. So God will have to make us so we'll fit in there. Yeah, he took my daughter, he took my child, but you know, that's all right. He's God. Yeah, the child belonged to God, and so do I. He does right by. He's working it out for me. Then we go into the kingdom. But my God, we're going to pine over our losses like God did us wrong. Huh? If it hurts you, it's God's purpose to do it. And it's also God's purpose to try you. Huh? Is that how you pine about not being with God's people? See? Oh, Pastor Wright, you're so mean. I am, aren't I? I speak as the oracles of God. You know, we whine about not being with our kinfolk. How about this privilege that God's given us? You know what it says? Behold how good. I'm right out of the book. And how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. He says, like the oil that was poured up on Aaron's head. The high priest, they poured the oil on his head. Ran down upon his beard. Even down to his skirt. There God commanded the blessing. Hallelujah. Now, some of y'all look at me mean when I talk about loss. You know, I've lost too, but I've gained. Hallelujah. Charlene's lost children. Yeah, how many children have you outlived? Two. See that? She's an old woman and her children in the grave. Huh? Hey, Mira. Charlene's here and she's lost two children. She outlived them. She's still running for Jesus. Huh? Hey, Maria's still here too. Praise God. She's still suffering the pains of her loss, but she's running for Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 See? Praise the Lord. Where's Yoko? God took her husband away. She's still running for the Lord. Hallelujah. See? But we've not really suffered loss. No. We count all things but loss. So we might win Christ. Now that's how I'm going to hold to that. You all may say, well, you know. I do know. I do know. Y'all should take old Philippians chapter 3 and just read it and see what Paul says about it. That's a good one. Thank you, Lord. He said, there was things that I counted gain. Yeah, he said, but I threw them all away. He said, for the excellent knowledge of Jesus Christ, my Lord, whom I've suffered the loss of all things, son and daughter, everything. I've suffered the loss of all things. My good job, that I might win Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness. But of course, if you love your own righteousness, you can keep all these things. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. There's no way you can stay in the Baptist church except you like your own righteousness. Hallelujah. Now, I say Baptist, but that's anything other than the Church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And there are many professors, but there's only a few in it. Y'all know that? Few in the church. And so few that we should examine ourselves to see if we be in the church. Okay? And so we've got no time to act like there's nothing for us to do, slough off and run and hide. We need to be sober and vigilant. Hallelujah. All right, all right. I think I'm done, brother. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. But yeah, many times out there on the farm in Lafayette, my heart was just aching. Hallelujah. I had to go on, though, you know. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I never charged God foolishly, though. No, I didn't.
Amen.
That's by the grace of God, but still it's my testimony. Still my testimony.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Of course, some promised she'd come back, but she didn't. Huh? Nobody done me wrong. I've not lost anything. I've gained all.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Now, that's my testimony. I don't mind telling y'all. That's what I ought to do. Oh, we forgot about Big Mo here. She lost her lovely husband. He was a good man. Yes, he was. He was a good man. You know. Oh, what do you mean, Pastor Wright? You know what I mean. Here's what he told Big Mo. He said, Diane, you continue to march. He didn't say, well, you go back to your kinfolk. He specifically told her, This is his parting words. Not at the very moment, but in his days when he was, he said, in preparation, he said, continue to march. Isn't that good instruction for his wife? Isn't she wise to obey? Hallelujah. Now, God took her husband. He took some of her children. Seth is not the only child she has. No, he's not. She has other children too. God took them. They may be still living, but they took them.
And five in the grave.
Huh?
And five in the grave.
See, Mira? She's still running for Jesus. Huh? She ain't tired yet. We have so great a cloud of witnesses. Oh, there's Diane. God took her husband. How about that? Glory, glory. Yeah, she says she's glad to be here. Hallelujah. Look out, she don't mind running. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, all of us can say we've gotten less than we deserve. Hallelujah. Absolutely. Kurt started out good, you know. All of his, not all, but some of his family was here before he was. Y'all know Kip and Linda and their children, Bo and Bethany? They were right here in this dining hall. Because Brother Stair chose him over Kurt. You would too, wouldn't you? Yeah. Oh, but Kurt was the old Jacob. How about that? He's the one that God chose. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And there are others, you know. Even though Rachel's still living, she's still not, what do we say, right with God. Amen. Well, Pastor, how you make such judgment? Oh, by the grace of God, I suppose. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And there is Dennis and Rose and their children. We go on and on and on and on. Y'all know that? Praise the Lord. Your steps are ordered by the Lord. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Cheer up, Diane.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Father God, thank you. You brought us a mighty long way, Lord. And God, you have surely not done us wrong, Father God. I thank you. I bless you. I praise you. Through all the pain, all the hurt, all the sorrow, Lord God, by your grace and by the operation of your hand, you brought us to this point, to this day, where we can thank you. We can even look back and see what you've done, what you brought us out of, what you saved us from.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father God, honestly, if we're really honest with ourselves, I know how you helped me.
Yes, Lord.
When I look back, God, and I saw all the things that you allowed me to lose, that you took from me, all of them were acquired in disobedience.
Hallelujah.
They were acquired without any consideration of you and what your will was for my life. All of those wives and all of my children. None of them were done with you in mind. So how can I hold you hostage?
Hallelujah.
For doing me wrong? No, you didn't do me wrong. You did me right. You took everything from me that would have prevented you from saving me. And your word promises us that.
Amen, bro.
If you're going to save us. So, Lord God, but as the testimony is real and it's sure and it's true. Just like Pastor Rice, Lord God, you did come to comfort and heal the brokenhearted.
Amen.
Lord God, you're able. Wow. Lord God, the joy that you've given us and given me and the hope of salvation and the promises that you have kept. Lord God, outweighs all of that now. It's just like the woman. When she's in travail, once she delivers, she forgets all of that sorrow and all that pain. And right now, we're in pain to be delivered.
Yes, Lord.
But we will be delivered.
True. truth, Lord. Truth.
Yes. And we will rejoice when that man child is born. Yes, Lord. When that when that man child is finally born, we will be delivered. But right now, Father God, we have the foretaste. Yes, Lord. We have a foretaste of it all. And Lord God, thank you for this preaching, Father God. Thank you for, wow, again, taking us into the depths of what it means to esteem being saved from our sins really is, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for that, Father God. Oh, it encompasses, like you said, the truth is all encompassing. Whole truth. It's every truth is truth.
Truth, Lord.
And Father, I pray, Lord God, help me. Help me to humble myself and to not, not mock this truth, Lord.
Have mercy, Lord.
I'll only do my own self harm, not anyone else, and definitely not you. This truth is for me, and this truth is for us, Lord God. And, some amens would be better off never even said because
truth, Lord.
Some people's amens are just strictly condemnation to my own self. I don't want to be like that, Lord.
Have mercy, Lord.
I don't want to be like that. And, Lord God, the wickedness of a man's heart would take this word today and say, see, yeah, I just got to believe God that he saved me. And that's it. Well, I tell you, this is what I heard you say, Lord. This is what I heard you say. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, but I have works. When he says, well, show me your faith. Show me thy faith without thy works then. And I'll show you my faith by my works.
Hallelujah.
Thou believest that God is one, good. Thou believe you do as well. The devils also do that. And they tremble.
Hallelujah.
But some of our amens and our comments and our spirits and attitudes ain't trembling. That's for sure.
True, Lord.
But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead?
True, Lord.
I can't have faith, Lord. I can't have faith and disregard the brothers and sisters.
True, Lord.
Disregard the work of the community.
Hallelujah.
Disregard the getting along with one another.
True,
seeking
Lord.
Peace. Seeking unity.
Truth.
I can't have faith like that and say, I believe God forgave my sins, so I don't give a damn about you. That is the Father, in Jesus' name.
That's not the faith of God.
That is not the faith of God at all. That's presumptuous. That is haughty. That is proud, arrogant, stiff-necked, rebellious, and wicked. And I don't want to be like that, Lord. So help me.
Lord.
I need everything you've given me to be saved is what I need.
Yes, Lord.
You've given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. That means this community. That means my brothers and sisters. That means the fellowship of the saints. That means the oneness, the unity, the striving, the endeavoring, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
To keep the peace, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Serving one another with gladness and joy.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Obeying them to have the rule over me.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
That's part of it. That's the faith. I need it all. That's the part. That's all the things that pertain to life and godliness. And it takes your grace for me, for any of us, Lord God, to do it, but to desire to do it, even to desire to do it.
Yes.
It's you, God, to give it both to will and to do of
yes.
your good pleasure.
True.
And if I don't have the will to do any of this, I need to be on my face.
Hallelujah.
Not screaming, amen. I need to be on my face.
True, Lord.
I can't be despising my neighbor, despising the authority, despising the word of God and despising anybody that even speaks the word of God. Father, help us. Save us, Lord.
Save, Lord.
My God, save us and have mercy on us, Lord. Father, thank you for the faith. I do believe my sins are gone, but I want to believe it fully.
Hallelujah.
I want to believe it fully, Lord, by how I live and how I esteem all the things that you've given unto us to be saved. Don't let me be a hypocrite. Don't let me be a Pharisee, Lord. My God, save us from ourselves.
Save, Lord.
That was the instructions to the first church. Save yourselves from this untoward generation. First instruction. Help us to do that, Lord God. And we first do that by partaking of the word of God, by loving the truth.
Hallelujah.
Help us to love this truth as you take us deeper and deeper and deeper, Father God, into what it really means. Simple statements, Lord God, like believing that our sins are gone. Now we see it goes much deeper than that. Much deeper than that. So, Father, thank you for it, and I pray for the full understanding of it to the point where we do it, we live it, and love it. Ooh, thank you, Father. Thank you for this privilege. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this blessing, Father God. Thank you for this charge and this responsibility, because it's all part of our birthright, Lord. Help us not to despise it. We love you because you first loved us. And we pray, Lord God, that there has to be a man, not many voices, there has to be a man, God, to proclaim the truth.
Hallelujah.
The prophets told us that. The Spirit of God tells us that. Your word tells us that. There has to be a man. And you have been faithful in that.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Father God, help us not to despise it. Help us to take heed. Help us to listen and help him.
Help, Lord.
To not turn back.
Amen.
Help not look back and not back up. We bless you for in all these things, Father God. We ask you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, thank you, Brother Edwards, for praying for us. What a good prayer. So if we understand that if we don't forgive, our sins aren't forgiven. I mean, it's simple, but we even put that aside. Everybody, it's impossible. It is impossible. God cannot lie. And if you don't forgive your neighbor, God don't, they're tied together. Everybody understand? Yet we still hold grudges. We still bite and devour. And we say we believe God. Huh? That's a departure from the faith. Unforgiveness is a departure from the faith that your sins have been removed. And since you depart from the faith, your sins remain. See how simple that is? Now, if you, I guess we're all going to be nice to each other now, aren't we? We're going to love one another. Like so, we put off the old man. If we think we can do that, we're going to continue like we are. But if we believe that we can have faith in God and do it, then we can do it. But if we think, well, I'm going to be nice to Neil today, we'll never get it done. It's not within us to do it. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. You know why I can talk like this? You better believe me. You better believe me. We can do all things through Christ. Through Christ. Huh? Otherwise, we won't get it done. Impossible. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me see one more thing, and we'll have to go. It's after 11 o'clock. Good thing we're in God's hands and his will doing. Hallelujah. I believe that God will work through me, you, to perform his calling upon us. I can say it like this. I believe that God is and will work through and in me to perform all that he's called me for. I must walk in that faith. No matter how dumb you call me, no matter how stupid you call me, I believe if God called me, then he give me what I need to do. Hallelujah. I don't believe that In myself, I'm able or fit to make judgments? No, I don't. I'm not. I don't believe it like that. I believe that since God put me here, then I'm fit to make the judgment because I look to him to help me. Does that make sense? Now, whether you believe it or not, this is what I need to do to maintain my integrity, that he is God. Maranatha, saints, the Lord is coming. Hallelujah. He is Lord.
My Lord and my God.